This is KVSC Sports, sitting down with the head coach, the brand new head coach of the SDSU Huskies men's hockey team, Brett Larson. Coach, thank you so much for joining us in the studio today. I'm sure it's been a whirlwind day, very busy press conference, just got done with the TV station, now on the radio station. So thanks for taking some time out to come down and speak with us.
Oh, thanks for having me. I really appreciate it. It has been a fun day for sure. Getting to meet everybody, being a part of the part of the day-to-day with the staff, and obviously everyone surrounding the program. It's fun to see how passionate people here are about Husky hockey.
And for the listeners out there who might not know exactly who you are, former assistant coach of, that sounds great to say as a Husky fan, former assistant coach of the UMD Bulldogs. You actually played for the Bulldogs in your college days. You were drafted by the Red Wings back in 1990.
Yeah, 91. Yeah.
91?
Or 99. I can't, it's so long ago, I can't remember. It was one of those years.
But now, and this isn't your first head coaching position. You were a head coach at the, was it the Sioux City Musketeers
and then Team USA in the World Junior A Challenge.
So, looking forward, though, the St. Cloud State Huskies, what does this job as the head coach of the Huskies separate from maybe past positions you might have?
Oh, this is by far the, I don't know how I say it, the biggest, best job. To me, it's the NCHC. It's the top program in the country. It's a program that was rated number one most of the year last year. Year in, year out, competes with anybody. It's one of the top jobs in college hockey. So, for me, it's a dream come true today, for sure. So, I'm just really, really thankful to be sitting here right now and having this opportunity in front of me.
And this decision, obviously, I'm sure it was something you very thought over well. Who was all involved in that decision-making process? I'm sure you involved your family. Anybody else in the hockey community that might have reached out to you?
Oh, yeah, quite a few. Obviously, my family first and foremost. My former owners in Sioux City when I coached there. Obviously, Coach Sandlin at Duluth. Coach Rolick at Ohio State. Guys that I'm really close with. Those are guys I reached out to and talked through it with them. And to be honest, it didn't take a lot of talking. This is an absolute no-brainer. I'd be a fool not to be sitting here right now given this chance.
Anybody on the Husky roster right now that you're really looking forward to working with?
Well, all of them. You know, it's hard to say just one. They have so many different pieces to the puzzle. And what Rabs and Gibby have done here is, you know, some schools go out and they just recruit the fanciest, best players. They've put a team together here. So they have the right complements to each other. And it would be hard to pick one out over another because they all play an important role within the team. So I think the biggest thing for me is really just to get with the entire team and start seeing how that mix fits together. And obviously, I think more than anything, just getting to know them as people. I think that's a big part of coaching. You don't necessarily coach each kid the same way. So we'll do individual meetings here, quite a few of them before kids leave campus. And probably my biggest goal is I already know they're really good hockey players, but I don't know them that well as people. So sitting down with them is going to be really important.
And I know it's very early in the process, but how do you kind of plan to replace some of the guys that are leaving? Obviously, you're losing seniors, Winicky, as well as Ilvanen, Peterson. As well as Peterson, and then Mikey Acemont, the top point getter, is going to be signing with the Kings. So how do you kind of replace that point production?
Well, Gibby and Rabs have already done that job. The kids are already committed. They've signed letters of intent. There's a really good, we call it a recruiting list. The cupboards are full here, even for the kids that are going to be coming in for the next year or two. They've got a really nice list there. So that was part of looking at the job as well, not just where are they going to be this year, but what does their list look like going down the road?
Obviously, the Bulldogs had five players on that World Junior team. It obviously starts with recruiting, the whole thing. What type of player do you go after in the recruiting?
Very similar to here, and I think that's might be another reason I'm sitting here is there's been similar recruiting styles. Gibby always say, hey, Lars, you and I shop in the same aisle. And it was true. St. Cloud and Duluth were kind of in the same aisle with the same type of kid. It wasn't always the A-plus player, but I think we've done a really good job, both of us, of getting the B-plus to A-minus player and developing them into A-plus players with skill development and with coaching. So the recruiting philosophies between Duluth and St. Cloud have been very similar, which, again, I think is going to make the transition for me real easy and for the staff real easy.
One thing that Heather Williams was talking about from the moment that the job position was open to today, even through introducing you, she mentioned that it has to be the right fit. And how well do you think you fit into this job? Obviously, you got the job, you got the position, but what makes you that perfect fit?
Well, I think part of it is just where I come from as well, a similar size school. So, you know, there's so many similarities with how the team was coached, how the players were recruited, maybe even right down to things like budgets and resources and things like that, where I get how it works. And I understand that a school like at St. Cloud or at UMD, it's really about how are you treating the people around the program? How are you treating the people that can on campus help the players or different things like that? It's a family feel for the most part. And I think coming from a real, real similar philosophy and background is probably a reason that one of the reasons that I was at least in the hunt for this job.
And then just last question, I know you got places to be, but what's the thing you're most looking forward to about coaching here at St. Cloud State?
Well, seeing if we can take this thing to the next level, to be honest, right? I don't think there's any doubt this team is going to be good this year. How good? You know, how good can we get? And I think as a coach, that's the excitement, that's the challenge. How far can we push this group? What can we do to notch this thing up just one notch? We don't have to go from 7 to 10. We need to go from 9.5 to 10. And for me, that's the exciting part, is what's going to be that little thing? What are we going to find during the year that one little thing that can push us over the top? And I'm excited to get working with the staff, get working with the players, and try to figure that out.
All right. Thank you very much for your time today, Coach. And obviously, good luck to you in your next few years here at St. Cloud State. That was head coach Brett Larson, the brand new head coach of the SASU men's hockey team here at St. Cloud. For more hockey coverage, make sure to go online to kvsc.org/sports for all your men's hockey and SASU athletics.